The Hollywood crowd now coming to terms with the fact that they blew the whole thing too. They read the New York Times and took it as gospel. Do you guys never learn? Oh, the Washington Post said this, and so what? The same crew that told you that the Russia thing was real. It wasn't, for those of you that are still true believers, all right? They told you the dossier was real. They told you that the phone call to Ukraine was Donald Trump in need of impeachment, even though we now know that Hunter Biden had entanglements that were potentially criminal in nature. All of these things. And you still believe those papers and those sources? Come on, man. What's wrong with you? At any rate, Hollywood now coming to terms with the fact that they blew the whole thing. Jon Stewart joining the growing movement of people convinced that the SARS-CoV-2 escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was then covered up. Yeah, he was on with Stephen Colbert this week. Here's part one of what he had to say. Go.
I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to science. Science has, in many ways, helped ease the suffering of this pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science. And that's kind of...
What do you mean? There's a chance that this was created in a lab. There's an investigation.
A chance?
Well, there's evidence. I'd love to hear it.
There's a novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know what we could ask? The Wuhan novel respiratory coronavirus lab. The disease is the same name as the lab.
The disease comes out of the lab. That's what they do, says Jon Stewart. Kind of an astute observation, isn't it? What do they do at that lab? Oh, they manipulate viruses. They play with viruses that come from bats and other places, and pangolins, and all sorts of things. That's where it comes from. Shocking, right? Well, he was just getting warmed up. I had to clean a bit of the language because he got really fired up. But here is Jon Stewart, part two of getting warmed up when it came to destroying myths about the origins of the Wuhan virus that triggered the worldwide pandemic. Listen.
You work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. And you're like, no. Look at the name. Can I? Let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the coronavirus lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and then it sneezed into my chili and now we all have corona. Like, come on. Chocolatey goodness near Hershey, Pennsylvania. What do you think happened? Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe a steam shovel, maybe with a cocoa bean. Or it's the chocolate factory. Maybe that's it.
There's an outbreak of chocolatey goodness in Hershey, Pennsylvania. How would that happen? Maybe it came from the, you know, chocolate factory. Just what's the most obvious origin? There it is, the most obvious origin. Here's a little something to wrap up my pandemic conversation for today. 7 in 10 Americans say they have had a health self-awakening during the pandemic. 7 in 10, which is weird because I thought 7 in 10 gained about 15 or 20 pounds. Me included. I'm not throwing stones here, right? I mean, we all locked ourselves in, not with kale and broccoli, but with Oreos and double stuff or something like that. If you've learned one thing during the course of the pandemic, it's how to roll with the punches. That's according to research of 2,000 millennial and Gen Z Americans. 70% said the top lesson they learned was not to sweat the small stuff and roll with it. Nearly 3 out of 4 respondents agreed they'd finally prioritize themselves and their own needs for the first time. I'm pretty sure these generations had prioritized their own needs for an awfully long time. But hey, who am I to point out the obvious? Now, let's see here. taking care of number one. 68% of respondents had a self-awakening above everything else. I don't know what that means exactly, but a self-awakening. Many others became woke, and the disaster that was. 57% revealed that they've spent more time on their self-care, wellness, and health than they have in the past, which is good. I mean, if 57% of Americans would have taken better care of their health prior to the pandemic, a lot more people would be alive today. I mean, again, the number one pre-existing comorbidity, your weight. If you were overweight, if you were obese, your chance of having a bad outcome, if you caught the SARS-CoV-2 virus and you contracted COVID-19, the outcomes were far worse for the heavy people among us than it was for the thin people among us, period. Period. There's no way around this. On average, those polled have a six-step self-care routine that focuses on activities that boost endorphins, like yoga, meditation, and exercise. Which is why my brother Shane doesn't hear the show as much as he used to. He is in yoga every day with yoga pants. Okay. That's a frightening thought to me, anyhow. All right. Let's talk about your good health. What about getting healthy? Now, what about it? GruberHealth.com. You can check it out. My Pure Health Solutions helped me lose weight in early 2018. If you want to help your blood pressure, if you don't want to be on all those meds, I can't promise you, but I can tell you this. If you're thinner and in better shape, it's easier on your joints and you have a better chance of easing your blood pressure, maybe losing a couple of the meds and just feeling better about yourself. GruberHealth.com, the place to go for that. GruberHealth.com, check it out. I encourage you, because I want you to be here next time around as well. And it's not just COVID-19. It's anything that might make you not feel well. Any disease, you're less capable of defending yourself if you're not healthy. So go to GruberHealth.com and do that. All right, Nicole Neely coming up here on the program. And a bit later, like I said, we'll have Keisha King. Keisha King, a mother, a black mom speaking out about critical race theory and how damaging it is to our children. It's all coming up here on the program.